So our proclamation continues in this third part, my words, what we call the sermon. Let me ask you as we begin this morning, how many of you gathered here have been in this congregation, been a part of this community for 30 years or longer? How many? Take a look around, all of you, even those with hands up. Over 30 years? Yeah, should I go higher? How many more than 50 years? Okay, see? Should have started higher. At 30 years, how about, what is my next level? 20 years? How many have arrived within the last 10 years? Okay, one up. How about the last year or two? Couple? Who's visiting with us this morning? Okay, great, wonderful. My family and I have been traveling here with Pee Wee Valley for 9 years now, completing that ninth year, actually next month, beginning 10 years. That's beautiful, isn't it? Some here this morning will, of course, stay in this community for the rest of their life. Others will move on to other faith communities as jobs or school or children or other family move us around. And no matter how long we have been together in this community, Pee Wee Valley Presbyterian Church, or how long we will be together, as long as we're together, we will be on the move. On the move. Happy are those who are searching for God, our scripture says. Not happy are those who have found God, but who are searching for God. Yes? When the journey ends, the discoveries cease. So we're on the move. And our scripture reading this morning from the book of Exodus that Sean alluded to finds the people of Israel again on the move. This particular story, as familiar as it is, highlights the journey that the people of God have had in common since it all began, and it describes beautifully the characteristics of our journey. God's leading, human complaint, God's grace. Listen for the word of God from the book of Exodus, chapter 17, the first 7 verses. From the wilderness of Sin, the whole congregation of the Israelites journeyed by stages as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They're almost ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Go on ahead of the people and take some of the elders of Israel with you. Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it, so that the people may drink." Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the place Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled and tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So if you're familiar at all with our Bible's retelling of the Exodus story, so central to the Jewish and the Christian identity, then you recognize in this reading yet another notice of Israel's itinerary. That is, this is not the first and it won't be the last check-in on the ancient Israelites as they move on through the wilderness to Sinai, back into the wilderness, and finally to the promised land. In this story, we've already heard about the dramatic departure from Egypt, the parting of the Red Sea. That was 3 weeks ago. We've checked in as bitter water was made sweet for the sojourners, and bread from heaven was provided in response to earlier complaints. That was 2 weeks ago. Both those legs of the journey were relived before last week's World Communion celebration. In the weeks ahead, during this year's season of stewardship, we're going to be checking in with this group at Mount Sinai as they wait for God and Moses, as they leave that mountain, and will continue to note the progress and the problems of the ancient Israelites in the wilderness all the way to Mount Nebo opposite Jericho, just on the other side of the river from the final destination, the promised land, the land of milk and honey. But the regular check-ins, like this one this morning, the scriptural notices we have that follow Israel's itinerary are not just interesting stories that move us along or historical anecdotes to be used to make 21st century claims on insights and lands or even God. These check-ins help us to understand two things about our ancestors that are no less true for us today. The first you've heard already, people of faith are always on the move. And they are always led by their discernment of God, of the love that calls us always forward. Now I want all of you, I need all of you, to hear yourselves, to hear ourselves individually and more importantly as a congregation in the words that follow this morning and in the weeks ahead. We'll come out of Scripture as we always do and we'll talk about people who lived a long time ago and things that happened a long time ago. But our time together on Sunday morning is always in service to understanding who we are, where we are going, and who we are becoming now, whether we're laughing or crying, wondering or questioning, whether we're confused or enlightened or simply listening, whether we're doing any of these things, we're doing them together to better understand who we are and who God is calling us to be. How is God calling us once again to use our time as members of this congregation, to use our talents and to use our tithes? We too are on a journey, a never-ending one of discernment and discovery. Whether we've been traveling for 50 or 60 years or more, 10 years, 3 years or less, or here for the first time this morning, we are a community on the move. And we're getting ready to shake the dust off our feet and move again as this month of October continues and as we move into November, our fall 2017 stewardship drive begins in earnest. And as in our reading, we're called once again to strike the rock. To strike the rock that it may flow with life, new life for us as we open our hearts and our hands. This year we'll find something in common with the ancient Israelites again. In Exodus, Israel is a community on the move from bondage in Egypt to the promised land, from a past act of redemption toward a promised goal, on the move. But promise, at this point in their journey, is still a promise. It's not fulfillment. And that goal, that promise, is no longer days or weeks away. It's months or years away for them. The wilderness stories of Exodus are about a people stuck between promise and fulfillment. Wilderness is no longer simply a place, but a state of mind. Now, I trust you're listening for our own journey, and not just these old people in these old stories of our Bible. How many of you are feeling days and weeks turning into months or even years on your journey? From the needs we have now to the hopes we have for the future, the days and weeks turn into months and years too easily. I mean, we joke about it as Presbyterians on the occasions, rare or not, that we come up with a great idea, a provocative ministry, something wonderful to do, some creative vision. We form a committee, some sort, just to be certain. And then if the way be clear, we develop this vision. Truth is, that's not only true of Presbyterians. Plenty of other churches as a whole engage in that way. We've all increasingly allowed ourselves to be led by market studies and by commercial interests or economic realities. The problem with this is we are not, as a church, as a people of faith, as a community constantly on the move, led by any such stuff as this world can offer. We are led by God in the wilderness, by the Spirit that we profess moves where it will, not by statistical outcomes or bank accounts or our own creaturely comfort. Of course, we have to be responsible. We'll be good stewards, informed, all of that, yes. But finally, we are led by God, by our hearts in this place, for our church, for the community that we have come to rely on, not just for fellowship, but for meaning of some sort. We're led by God, by faith and by love, through our own wilderness journey. The wilderness is a place where it's often difficult to sort out perceptions and reality, uncertainty and doubt, insecurity and fear, selfishness and greed. Every bit as much a wilderness for us as the deserts of Shur and Sinai. In our scripture reading, the people on the Exodus are complaining again. There's no water to drink. They turn to Moses pretty sharply, their leader this time. Why did you bring us out of Egypt? To kill us and our children and our livestock. So we wonder, as we begin our own stewardship season, our own journey again this fall, this year, who are we blaming for our lack of resources, for our hunger, for our thirst? And what will our response be to our providential God? In the Exodus story, you heard the people of Israel complain. God doesn't offer Moses advice on how to deal with them. God gives Moses directions on where to find what the people need. Strike the rock. Discover my presence with you. Listen to my directions. Follow my lead. Strike the rock and the water will flow. How many times must we complain? Must we thirst? How many times must we go hungry? How long will we wander aimlessly through the wilderness until we discover and follow and listen? When will we find God? These are the questions again this year for yet another stewardship season in our community on our journey. In the weeks that we've set aside for our formal season of giving, we'll be gathering here for Sunday morning worship, yes, but we'll also be gathering an hour earlier, educating all ages in our Sunday school classrooms. In the weeks ahead, we'll be carving pumpkins with our youth. We'll be laughing and roasting marshmallows at our fourth annual Holy Ghost Weenie Roast at the McCarsons. We'll be feeding our wider community at the semi-annual fish fry. We'll be remembering the saints in this community who have died to new life in the past year, as well as those saints in our own lives on All Saints Sunday, and so much more. In the weeks ahead, we will be striking the rock and answering the Exodus question in our reading this morning. The Lord is among us. Yes. Our call for the next month, then, our response, stewardship, the giving of our time and our talents and our tithes, for the enduring presence of our physical church and these buildings, for the expanding presence of the mission and ministries that we offer from this place, and for the eternal presence of God to the world that is offered through this community on the move. All we need is here already. I believe that again this year, the time, the talents, the money that is a part of this community, already gathered and traveling together, is all we need. We will strike the rock once again and discover the water that is here for the nourishment of all. And so it begins. It's good to be traveling with you all again this year. May God add blessing to the proclamation of the word. Amen.